Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Vito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good afternoon. Welcome to our daily drop, non-daily update on the non-daily things that are occasionally happening, not daily, on the Big Brother Canada 11 daily drops. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today to talk through the last update we have of our invisible HOH slash whatever else week here is Mel. How you doing, Mel?
Hey, I'm doing great. That intro you got really just flows off the tongue there, right? Just like the old ones.
Yeah, it's a classic. People will be talking about it for years to come.
Yes, I'm so happy to be here. I haven't talked about the season yet. Finding these little positive, happy nuggets in the sea of not great content. So we got some stuff to talk about today. That's a positive. So we're here. We're happy. Let's go.
Yes, we do have some stuff to talk about, of course. Santina won the invisible HOH. She nominated Ty and Dan. Daniel then won the veto, used it on Ty. Claudia went up as the replacement. And ever since then, it's been pretty much a done deal that Dan will be evicted now tonight on the live show . And so none of that's changed. No new information in that regard. But just kind of filling in the gaps about some of the things that are happening, the alliances and all of that stuff here today. So we started off with Ty and Claudia as they were rubbing hands. And Ty is telling Claudia about a conversation with Dan that he had, where Dan was questioning Ty about targeting him early in the season with Zach. So we're going to learn about this as the drop continues, that somebody told Dan about the fact that Ty and Zach were actually looking to target Dan early on in the season, and that they basically just used him to go after Rob for them. And Dan is convinced that that is the truth, and he confronted Ty about it. Ty denied everything, then went to Koozie and said, "Who told him? Who told him, Koozie?"
In a very non-intimidating way, as Ty does.
Yes. And Koozie was like, "Dude, chill." In my opinion, it feels pretty obvious that Santina told him. And that's what most people assume. But that's what's being talked about. We'll get more snippets of that as we continue on. And of course, Claudia is saying, "Well, I think Santina probably told him." And he says, "Or somebody close to Santina." And so that's kind of the big news of the day.
Yeah. If we were looking for a whodunit this week, that's really, really the only thing going on in this drop is like, who told Dan? And it's this big deal. And it's actually, it seems like it actually might be having a little bit of game impact, which is always nice. I'm not sure. We'll have to get into it.
Yeah. Basically, Dan found out that Ty was trying to target him, and Ty went,
I'm pissed.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to finish the clip? And really, he's really pissed.
Yeah, he's really pissed. Ty thinks, he mentions this to Claudia, he thinks he was the target this week. He thinks that he was saved by the veto. They both agree that Santina is their number one priority in terms of targeting her because, you know, Ty feels like Santina was targeting him this week.
So we'll find out later that Claudia doesn't know who used the veto on Ty. Why do you think that Ty is not telling her this in this conversation, that he knows?
Ty.
Terrible question.
Because why would he tell his showmans anything that the second he gets any kind of actual information in the game, he needs to hold on to it and start keeping things from her again?
Yeah, except for this thing that someone told Dan, that he needs to tell everyone, but the actual helpful game information he has for the two of them needs to stay totally locked and key in his mouth there.
Mm-hmm. Jonathan's going to talk to Hope. Jonathan hopes that Santina wins HOH again next week, because then nobody's going to target Santina and she'll do more good things. He doesn't understand why Koozie and them are so against Santina when she just made a move that helped everyone. He's not like going against anything. He just doesn't understand it. And Hope says, not. The thought is valid. I hear you on this. So we are finally getting a little bit of like, is this exactly what we want from Jonathan and Hope? But it's still just a little bit.
Yeah, we're actually getting like some good game observations from Hope. Like, he was one of the people who didn't really want to use the veto on Ty, and they seem to be really worried about Ty still being in the house. So, I mean, can't blame him for that necessarily. So he has some good reads here, and he's not talking about quitting today. So, you know, major plus.
Yes. Jonathan talks about something that we had talked about when Dan was HOH, which was that Jonathan had mentioned that he was looking to potentially work with Dan and Rob together, create some kind of alliance with them. We weren't sure where this came from, but Jonathan tells Hope, funny story, right before Dan targeted Rob, Rob approached me and said we should work with Dan and create an alliance with Dan. So Rob was straight up just the one who was looking to create something with Dan right before Dan took him out for no reason.
Yeah, they talk about how like, we wish we would have just gotten to Dan sooner, you know, and then we could have made a thing happen. And it's like, every other season that does happen, all the guys get together and they form this thing. And for some reason this season, they just couldn't get it together. And I guess that's good for entertainment for us.
Yeah, well, they both agree Renee has to go soon. She's just bad at the game, Jonathan says. Anika joins briefly and tells them about Dan's pitch to her, which was, again, naming four of the people in the crown and saying that he wants to work with them. And she's like, it's weird. It's also way too late. After she leaves, Hope says, I never worry about her. She's just so trustworthy. And Jonathan's like, I agree. She is so trustworthy. She's just with her people. They both just really like Anika. They're concerned because Hope is supposed to be working on Shanaea, but they've seen Ty working on Shanaea lately as well. So they want to make sure that they put a squash to that if they can.
Yep. Anika in a good spot. I'm really curious as to why, like, the people being targeted, there's not usually this many consensus house targets at this point. Like, why do these guys really want Renee out? Why do they, I mean, they don't want Santina out, but Santina's kind of a house target. Like, you would want to think, if everyone wants Renee out, then why can't you use that? Like, if she's not getting along with the girls for whatever reason, then why, like, why are they wanting to work on Shanaea but not Renee, is I guess my question.
Are you okay?
No, I'm pissed.
Just oh, cool okay. About it then, if, you know, is there...
no, I don't feel like being cool about it right now.
Okay, thanks, Taryn. I got it.
It might have something to do with it. I'm not sure.
It really seems like it's just the fact that So for the people who aren't confident in the HOH, it seems like that's why they're against Renee right now, because they think she's the HOH. But Jonathan knows she's not the HOH. They know Santina's the HOH and they're happy with all the moves or whatever. So for them, what's wrong with Renee? Don't play the clip again. You know.
I'm pissed.
What did I just say?
Don't be pissed. So... yeah, I mean, I think that the reality here is that Kuzi, Daniel, and Anika in particular, the people who are currently sort of in charge of the house, they're doing what Zach and Ty didn't, which is like actually make house targets instead of just like blindsiding everyone and, you know, being like, I control one person. If I get one person to do what I want, then boom, I control the whole house. Like, no, that's not how it works. You control the whole house, and then the one person does what you want via the house. That's how you do it. And that's what Kuzi, Daniel, and Anika seem to be doing. Kuzi in particular seems to be the most active in terms of placing these targets. We heard her talking to Claudia about how Renee is a number for Santina. We've heard Kuzi, you know, really like putting the pressure on Santina. Claudia and Shania are later going to talk about how Anika has really been beating the drum to them that Santina is the HOH, and she feels very confident that it will be revealed soon. So I'm sure Anika is also pressing this very hard, that like, hey, Santina's, you know, she's the one doing this. Just really pushing these house targets, Santina, Claudia, Renee, and making sure that everyone is on board. And when more and more people get on board, the social pressure adds on. And, you know, oddly, that's not something that house guests are used to in this house right now. Normally by like week 4 or 5, you've had a bunch of house targets and you're kind of ready to move on from that. Whereas in this game, that hasn't really happened yet. And so they're kind of fresh to it. So I think maybe that's why it feels a little weird.
Yeah, I like that take. That's kind of fun. That it's not just like, oh, another week getting the target out. I'm bored. Let's flip the vote. Let's do something. Whereas now it's like, no. Like we really want him out. We're good with that. Most of today is planning for future weeks anyway. So they're kind of just, yeah, picking the next house target. And then maybe we'll get a couple more of those. Although there really isn't a complete consensus for the next house target, which we'll talk about. So that's nice too.
Yeah. So Kuzi's going to have a quick camera talk.
Oh, it's so good.
And it's again, it's like she references things that we haven't seen. And it's like, she's like, I'm sure you, did you see the way Ty just talked to me? I was like, no, we didn't, unfortunately. But this is interesting because as we've talked, I mean, in terms of the overall house structure, the Shady Bunch is firmly in control. However, there is a little bit of intrigue within the Shady Bunch. We saw yesterday that Daniel was talking to Anika about how Kuzi, a little bit of a threat. Little bit of somebody they need to keep an eye on, maybe trying to do her own thing. Kuzi, in this camera talk, as much as Daniel is on to Kuzi, Kuzi might be on to Daniel. She doesn't name him specifically, but she says, first she says, I think I've been getting lost and like sharing all of my game with all of these people. I need to remember I'm playing for myself. And I need to act. I have to act because that little stupid comment awakened something in me. In this trio, those two are going to choose each other. So I've got to wake up. It's hard to imagine she's talking about anyone other than Daniel and Anika, who do have a final two and likely will choose each other. So the fact that she has caught on to this is a very good thing for Kuzi, as long as she is able to act, of course. You know, theoretically, you could say, you know, she's talking about like Shania and Claudia or Ty and Claudia. It's almost definitely Daniel and Anika. It feels like there's not a lot of other things that make a lot of sense, unless she means she's got something with Jonathan and Hope. But I don't think so.
Yeah, that was my first thought too, is it had to be Daniel and Anika because Jonathan and Hope and her don't seem like a trio. Like they don't, Jonathan and Hope talk where they do all the time. They're just always together. They're not talking about like, oh yeah, us and Kuzi and all that stuff. And yeah, I'm really curious as to what quote unquote little stupid comment she's talking about, whether it was like one thing, that comment from yesterday, like did that make it way back to her? But if it did, it would have had to come from Daniel or Anika. So that doesn't really seem like it would have.
So Daniel and Kuzi have talked in the past about how Anika is a little bit of a leaky faucet.
Yeah.
Considering that Anika seems to be the go-to person saying that Santina is the invisible HOH, that maybe is evidence to support that assessment. And given that Daniel is talking to Koozie, or sorry, talking to Anika about Koozie, it's possible that Anika made some kind of comment that tipped Koozie off that maybe they're talking about her. That would be my most likely theory at this point, but who knows?
I guess I kind of ruled that out because I'd be like, why on earth would Anika say that? But if she's just can't help herself, then yeah, that seems pretty likely.
So then Koozie goes on to say, and did you see the way Ty confronted me in the bathroom? Asking who told Dan? She actually says Daniel, which was confusing at first, but she's definitely talking about Dan. He questioned me like a sergeant. Sergeant who? I've been playing too nice. Game on then. The only people that respect me in this game are Jonathan and Claudia.
Yeah, that was weird to hear. I was like, oh, news.
So this, she's telling us about, you know, Ty questioning her about who told Dan, like, it's not my job to tell you who told them. And she says, and when she says respect me, I think she means as a player, as yeah. in the game, as a player in the game, Jonathan really respects her and she feels like Claudia respects her. And this again points to the idea that maybe Daniel and Anika are, you know, not in her good graces at the current moment.
Koozie is so fascinating to me because she's able to talk this way. I'm like, this isn't just how Koozie is talking in the cam talk. Like, this is how she talks to people in the house as well. So she, like, I'm sure when Ty did that, she called him out, not in so many words, but I'm sure she wasn't just like, okay, sorry. And they do have respect for, like, we saw that with Zach too, like after that fight or whatever, like Zach and Ty respect Koozie. And I just love seeing her talk like this all the time. And people just being like, yeah, that's Koozie. We like it. It's fine. And I hope we get more of these cam talks because it was really, really, it was good insight. Good like summary of like, here's what you missed. She did her own little recap, I guess, of things we didn't see on the daily. And yeah.
Yeah. So Dan is going to go and talk to Koozie. He says he's saying he does not believe Ty when Ty is denying his accusations about targeting him early on in the season. He believes the person who told him. They have no reason to lie about it. He says, I would not stick with Ty if I stayed in the game after hearing that him and Zach were trying to target me early on. He says, I was told that after Rob, I was going to be next. Now, this is something specifically. We saw a conversation between Ty and Santina where Ty was saying, Dan goes after Rob. So this, to me, again, very much points to this must be Santina, unless, as Ty mentioned, Santina told somebody else and then that they told Dan. But it really, to me, makes a lot of sense that Santina did this, especially considering the fact that she tried to do it before when he was the HOH, just a little more vaguely. So he says he's realized that he's just been used by them all season long. He's not, you know, cool with Ty anymore. Koozie is not really giving him anything in response to this. Like, she doesn't care. She literally just says, like, listen, you've got to hand me a dagger that I can use. Something solid. If you want anything from me, I need to get something solid from you beyond just like, okay, you've realized it now. Like, that, now what? What do you have to give me? And he didn't really have anything.
Well, and before that, too. So when she was at least trying to give him something. She's like, you know what? I'll play ball with you. Like, what are you going to do? So she's like, if we keep you, will you work with us? And he's sitting there in silence. He's like, well, I'd have to think about it. Like, bro, how is this campaigning? Like, he's not giving, like, she's not just taking the thing that he's giving her and saying, oh, this isn't quite good enough. He's giving her literally nothing. He's not even, like, he could say, yes, I will be with you. Yes. She asked if he would target Ty or like vote Ty out on the black. And he's like, yeah, like, I think so. But, you know, it's like, what are you expecting here? Why on earth would she want to keep you if you can't even tell her I want to work with you? He'd have to think about it. Like, dude, it was so infuriating to watch. And so then, yeah, at the end, she's like being very kind. She's like, OK, I'll think of, like, if you come and give me actual information, I'll consider keeping you. And still after that, he's like, yeah, you know, I'll go think about it and come back to you. I'm like, all right, you're gone. Bye.
Yeah. So Daniel comes in. She tells Daniel, yeah, Dan was not saying anything. She says, you really think I can work with somebody who only just now realized that they were being used by Zach and Ty this week on day 33? Like, no, She tells Daniel about being questioned like by Ty, like a drill sergeant. She says she thinks Santina must have told Dan about it, but she doesn't have to tell Ty that. Jonathan comes in. She tells him about it too. John says that Ty came up to him and asked him where his vote was going. Like, in a, like. So where's your vote going, huh? And he says, man, as soon as that veto was used on him, he's back to thinking he runs this place. And Koozie says, great. That's exactly where we want him to be. They complain a little bit about Hope doubting them because they're talking to Ty.
That is the danger of saving a big player with the veto, especially once his like duo partner in Zach goes out. It's really easy for these kind of surviving targets to kind of slip back under the radar. It's like next week, okay, we'll target Renee, and then Ty can kind of weasel his way back in somewhere. So it's good. If he wants to act like a pompous jerk, then great. It'll stop people from working from with him, and then he'll still stay this like kind of social pariah that they can, in theory, target at any time.
Yeah. So we cut to Hope and Shania. He is doing the work on Shania that he said he wanted to do. She's talking about Zach's campaign. She does not believe for a second that Ty threw that veto competition. He was getting so frustrated, she says, trying to keep up with Hope. She just does not buy it that they threw the competition because Hope showed them a letter. No, Hope beat them. And she says this to Hope, but she also says it to Claudia later. So it seems she genuinely does believe it. They talk
about
another
interesting tidbit to add to that, unless that's what you're going to cover right now. But ahead. Hope is asking if Zach read his letter to Shania, and because Hope's like, oh, Zach read his letter to me, and then Shania's like, oh yeah, Zach read his letter to like the whole room of us. So it's interesting that Zach got a letter not on his own accord and was using it for the game. I just thought that was really interesting.
Well, it's only fair that he uses it for his game after Hope used it for his game, right?
Of course.
So they talk about Dan realizing that he was played. She asks if Hope and Ty are okay now. And he says, yeah, we're fine. She says, oh, that's good. She says again, she doesn't believe at all that Hope used the letter to manipulate people. Like, she thinks they're grasping at straws. And he says he really wants to work with her in the game. And she says she appreciates that. She appreciates that he's talking to her and respecting her as a player, because not everyone in the house does that, which, given how we hear people talk about Shania, is very true. He says, and I'm telling you, Jonathan is the realest person. We've both got you. You know, let's do this. And she says, yeah, let's talk more. Let's hang out. They talk about how they're going to work out together. And, you know, Hope is just trying to, you know, create this connection.
It does kind of blow my mind. Like, I've obviously never been in the house, but like, how are you hanging out with the same 11 people for a month? And there are still people where it's like, you haven't even really hung out or talked much. It's like, aren't you like so bored in there that it's like, let me get to know everyone on a very personal level. Like, let me talk to you all the time. I just don't know how that happened. I mean, for Hope, it kind of makes sense because he's just growing out with Jonathan 24/7. But for Shania, I don't know.
Yeah, it's such a common thing too. Like, two people can spend like 100 days in a house together and barely know each other.
It's so like weird.
It doesn't speak well to your social game if that's the case.
No. But.
This episode is made possible by PwC. A robot may not be coming for your job, but competitors are coming for your market share. At PwC, we pair the right tech with the right solutions to help you gain a competitive edge. Reimagine operations from the cloud, fuel innovation with responsible AI, and detect risks before they become headlines. That's human-led and tech-powered. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at thenewequation.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
So Dan is going to talk to Jonathan, Jonathan's going to talk to Dan, I should say. Jonathan is just letting Dan know, I will be voting to keep Claudia this week. You know, it's nothing against you. You know, in fact, back when Rob was here, we wanted to work with you, but then, you know, everything happened. I am sad to see you go, though. And Dan is like, well, I'm not gone yet. Dan is like, well, look, if you stay, I'll be happy for you. And Dan's like, okay, thanks. I appreciate the honesty.
The problem with Dan's campaign is just that he doesn't know the game. And you can kind of gamble when you cast people that don't know the game. Like sometimes it's great because they don't know the strategy. They don't know that they just need to get in a big alliance and sit there and hang out. But it also means that when they're headed out the door, they're really boring because Dan's just like going around. And he's like, hey, we're kind of buddies, right? You want to keep me? And they'll say, well, maybe. And he's like, okay, cool. Or they'll say, no, sorry. And he's like, oh, you know what? That's fine. Like nothing personal. Like what? Like it's, he just doesn't have that in him. And that's not necessarily because he's a casual. I think he's just kind of a nice guy and doesn't want to push, doesn't really want to campaign against Claudia. But it does result in things like this where it's like push a little bit. I mean, I guess there's only so much you can do in a conversation where someone's like, I'm voting you out. You don't want to be like, okay, but let me talk, but you could try. I don't know. Maybe he has tried and we just haven't seen it.
Yeah. Jonathan's going to talk to Koozie. They're mostly going to talk about Ty. He doesn't like to say this like out loud, but he really does not like the way that Ty talks to Claudia. And Koozie says, well, listen, Claudia has expressed that to me as well. So, you're not off the mark. And she says, I was willing to give Ty another chance, but the way he talks to me, he doesn't run me. And it's getting very frustrating and it's hard for me to separate it from game. It just annoys me. And so, you know, I think she's being truthful here. I think that, she genuinely was trying to give Ty another shot. But ever since the veto was used on him, he thinks he's running the place again. And she's kind of like, oh my God, are you serious? So, you know, given that she targeted Zach, for what she stated to be similar reasons, it would not surprise me if she maybe considered shifting more toward Ty first over Santina, even though that's maybe not the best for her game. Especially though, because she may also be siding more toward Jonathan, and maybe wanting Ty out so that she has more access to Claudia. You know, there are some reasons why it could make sense for her if she wanted to move in that direction, especially if she's separating from the Shady Bunch a little bit. You know, just worth noting for now.
I didn't get from this conversation that it meant she wanted to target Ty next, though. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying that, like, it's clear that over the last few days, especially, she has been souring more and more on Ty. Whereas before she was like very much wanting to work with him and wanting to make sure that, you know, everything was, you know, perfectly in place. I think she's much more open to the idea of Ty, like just actually just straight up going. Much more so than she was a few days ago.
Right, because the original plan that her and Daniel came up with to save Ty was to use him to some extent, right?
Yes.
So now it's just kind of like, eh.
It's like, yeah, it's working, but like at what cost?
Exactly.
So Jonathan says, look, I really respect you and I look at you as somebody that I can go to for wisdom in this house. And she says, I see that. I see that you respect my game. And I really appreciate that you respect me as a game player. So, you know, we literally just saw her talking to the cameras about how she feels. Jonathan's one of the few people that respects her in the game. So, solid, connection there. They talk also a bit about Hope. Jonathan says, you know, he might get a little ahead of himself sometimes, but he's a really good young man. And Daniel and Anika are also both great. We have such a good team.
I loved when Jonathan said, he's like, oh, he's a good young man. You know, sometimes he kind of gets on my nerves with all the jumping around and stuff, but he's a good one. I was like, Jonathan, yeah. Are you 80? I'm trying to go to bed at 6 p.m. and this guy's just bouncing around all over the place.
Jonathan really is like, Jonathan is what I think a lot of I'm a manly man, like pretend to be. Like Jonathan just like actually is that, you know?
Yeah, he doesn't need to put on this fake, like, attitude. He doesn't need to put people down. He's just confident with who he is, and he's just this good old boy, for lack of a better term.
Yeah. So finally, we have a conversation between Claudia and Shania, finally getting a little bit more insight between the two of them. But it didn't exactly clear a ton up with me, just some theories about exactly where Claudia stands. Claudia says Santina and Ty had a conversation in the pantry. And Santina told her, they both told her about it afterwards. She's both perspectives. From Santina's perspective, she says that all Ty did was just pace back and forth.
As he does.
Sounds a lot like Ty. From his perspective, he said he was like, I'm not weird, so don't make it weird. And he asked if her name was in his name was in her mouth, and she said no, and he said lies. So
Ty has such a bad social game. Like this, I mean, I guess Santina put him on the block, so sure, he can be mad at her. Although he doesn't even does he know it's her? Does he think it's her?
He thinks it's her. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's fine. But just like every conversation Ty has, like the person comes away with it being like, man, what a jerk. It's just like, at least like, well, he's capable of trying to be nice. Quote, what a koozie said, Vanessa said, Zach's the kind of person who has to try to be nice. That's Ty as well. He can do it because he's just been doing it. But now that he's off the block, he's back to normal Ty. It's like, just pretend to be nice. Just like longer.
Yeah. Shania says, okay, well, I just had a conversation with Hope. He said he wanted to work with me. I'm sure he says the same things to you too, though. And Claudia's like, yeah. Shania says, by the way, never do that in Big Brother. Never be like, yeah, this person said they wanted to work with me, but I'm sure they've said it to you too. Because most players, even if they aren't inclined to lie to you about it, if you give them a lie that all they have to do is like, go along with it like it's the trolley problem and they don't have to shift the tracks, you know, like it's just so much easier for them to be like, yeah, he totally talked to me about working together too. It just is like, okay, so, you know, don't make this connection without me, essentially. So Shania says, I can't tell if he's a wild card or a mastermind. And Claudia's like, yeah, I agree. And Shania says, I did enjoy the conversation though. So, you know, it was nice to talk to him. Claudia says it's hard because she doesn't want to put Hope on the block, but there's not a lot of other options. You know, we're not going to put Jonathan up. Can't put Koozie, Anika, or Daniel up. You know, Shania says we can't put Renee up. So who does that leave? Like Ty and Hope and Santina, like basically. Claudia says, yeah, you know, it would be hard to put up Renee. So, you know, part of me doesn't even want power. basically implying like, because we know that Claudia said to Koozie that she would just put up Renee and Santina. So Shanae is not on the same page. Shanae is like, I can't put up Renee, obviously. And Claudia's comfortable enough with Shanae to say, well, it would be hard to do that, but not comfortable enough to say that's kind of my plan. So it seems to me like Claudia has not only sort of distanced herself from Renee, but this alliance with herself, Ty, Koozie, Daniel, and Nika is probably taking precedence over her relationship with Shania as well. And she's not quite on the same page with Shania about where she's moving.
This was so interesting to figure out where these girls think that they stand in the house, because they're pretty wrong, but I can see why they have the opinion that they are. So they have, it was the five girls and Daniel, right? I don't think that had a name. But basically if Renee's kind of on the outs of that, then it's just Shania and Claudia and the shady bunch. So that's why they want to keep those three safe. And then they're just trying to kind of build this external Hope Jonathan connection. But I see what they're saying. Like, that's too many people. So who are you guys actually close with? Like, it doesn't seem like they're particularly like in super good with anyone, because we're not seeing that. Like, I don't see them hanging out with Daniel. Like, are they hanging out with him? Are they super close? Is that why they can't target him? Like, what is your long-term plan? Like, we're almost at jury. You're just kind of, it seems like they're just saying, I don't know who we want to target next. Let's just try to get out the person we're least close with. I don't know. It's just such a floatery coastery game. Like, where do they think the house structure is? Do they think they're in it? Do they think they're running the house or not?
I think Claudia thinks that she's in the crown, essentially. Like, I think she thinks that the Ty herself, Shady Bunch Alliance, is the crown, which is like the central alliance, when in reality, it's the backup alliance. And I don't think she realizes that. And I think she thinks she also has the Girly Pops plus Koozie and Anika and Daniel, the Shady Bunch, as her backup alliance now that she's kind of distanced from, because she doesn't really trust them. So it's kind of like it all rolls downhill, where it's like the tie in her alliance with the Shady Bunch is actually the backup, I don't really trust them alliance, because Ty's in it. And so it's all kind of like one step down from there. Claudia's not in like the worst position. I think she's stepped up her game since being on the block, but you know, definitely is a step away from sort of like the reality of the house.
She's not in the worst position, but I'm not going to give her any compliments because of what we're about to talk about next.
Yeah. So Claudia says, you know, I really believed it wasn't Santina. She was so believable right after the comp. I think it's her, but I don't, but part of me still doubts. Like, something's telling me it's not her. And you know, I like, they talk like it's definitely not, it couldn't, it would be, if it was Jonathan, I mean, oh my God. Claudia says, I have full faith that Daniel didn't win the HOH or the veto. Could you imagine saving Ty?
we know.
So again, she very much seems to not know, unless she's just full on playing Shania here, that that Daniel was the one that used the veto on Ty. She says it just has to be Santina or Renee. And I don't know. I just, Shania says that Anika is saying it's, she's really confident that it's Santina, and she thinks that it'll come out. The truth will come out soon. So I guess we'll see. But
it has come out already. You've been told. You know the answer. And the reasoning. So Claudia's reason that she thinks Renee is the HOH and not Santina is because when they were talking about what numbers they put, Daniel said he put 25,000, and then Renee walked in right after and said, oh, I put 24,000. And that's just too coincidental that their numbers were too close together. So she must have just made up a number on the spot, given Renee absolutely no credit that at least if she was HOH, she would have come up with a lie right away. Like, she didn't need to, in that moment, come up with something. And then the reason she thinks Santina's not HOH is because then what they asked, what they put the tiebreaker number, Santina was like, I didn't even know if I was me or not. I couldn't even know. What are numbers? And then Claudia was like, that, I believe that. That's, wow. She couldn't have come up with that. She literally said she couldn't have come up with that on the spot. So at least when we make fun of Santina's bad acting, it's fooling someone.
Yeah, this is the same person that did this.
I don't think it was you, for the record.
I would never put Ty up. Ty's my boy.
Ty's my boy.
Would you put me up?
Huh?
Would you put me up?
Would I put you up?
Yeah, you said you never put Ty up.
I would never put Ty up.
So bad. So bad. Wow.
I don't know, Mel. I don't think she'd ever put Ty up.
Oh. Oh, well, I believe you.
Ty's her boy.
Yeah, Ty's her boy.
Yeah.
Although, are we going to, spoiler for later, are we going to talk about the preview for tonight?
I don't watch the previews.
Oh, okay. Then we won't talk about it. But yeah, maybe Ty's not her boy. That's the little tidbit I'll give.
Yeah, I know what it is because I've seen people talk about it, that there's some drama happening. But yeah, I don't watch the preview because, like, look, these episodes are tough enough to get without having already seen minutes of them.
Isn't that your whole life, though? Before, you would see literally everything that's on the episodes except for the super fun competitions.
Yeah, but it's different. It's different with the live feeds, you know? Okay. anyway, they do again both agree that Hope won his veto fair and square. Nobody was beating him in that competition. So, you know, that house guests are like rebutting Zach from inside the house.
That's right. And then also they think that Hope won this veto. They think, okay, well, it's not Daniel C that won the veto. Ty promised me it wasn't him. So the only logical explanation they could think of was Hope. And then Santina had made a comment about, like, wow, Hope, you're going to win all the vetoes or something like that. So they're kind of attributing that to, oh, she must know he won this one. So that's the current working knowledge until I'm sure it will come out that Daniel won it because enough people know.
Yeah, I'm surprised it hasn't already. And this is honestly the biggest downside to this play is I figured that Daniel would be relatively open about the fact that he used the veto, especially with people who wouldn't have minded all that much.
Claudia's on the blocks, so maybe not, but wouldn't she be happy about it?
Yeah, like Daniel could easily say, like, I had no idea it would be you. Like, you know, I just figured, you know, I wanted to save Ty because we're working together.
And especially because he knows she's staying. She can go and be like, I didn't know it would be Hugh, but like, I'm so glad it worked out because you're obviously super safe and yeah, this will never happen again, whatever.
Way safer than Ty was, luckily. Exactly. All kinds of stuff. So, oh, we'll see. But that's about what we have, unless there's anything else you wanted to bring up, Mel.
I had one thing, if I can find it. Claudia practiced her speech a whole bunch.
She did.
And it's like, she was so proud of it. Sorry, go ahead.
No, yeah, you're right. She's got two different lines that she's considering at the end, and she's practicing. And Ty is like, nah, weak. You got to do the stronger line. You can't be weak. She was really happy because she worked on it with Koozie yesterday.
It's literally the most bland speech we've heard it 8,000 times. I'm so lucky to be here with you guys. Like, I'm so like, keep me in the house. My game's not over. And then the line she wants to end with is something like, oh, you paid 50 grand to put me on this couch. And then the spicy line she might end with is like, and now see me walk off the nomination chair.
That's too spicy.
It's too spicy. It's like a white person asking for like a little bit of pepper on their pasta. Oh no, too spicy. Too spicy.
The other one I will, to be fair to Ty, is pretty like, yeah, I can't even remember. She's repeated it so many times and I can't even remember. Like, I hope it really worked out for you. See what happened or something.
Burn.
Yeah. That's what we have.
The only other comment I had is just that Ty and Claudia don't believe that Koozie works in a call center. So that probably won't turn into anything, but just in case it might. Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, that's what we have for you today. We will, of course, be back tonight after the eviction episode of Big Brother Canada 11. And joining us tonight, we have a special guest along with Kevin. Summer should be joining us.
That's exciting.
Yes. Tune in for that tonight. And I'll also be streaming, of course, during the episode, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong to watch it live with all of you. Make sure you get your stock watch decisions in as well. Don't be a Melissa. That's what I got for you, Mel. What you got going on?
You can find me on Twitter at @YouCanAndYouMel. And I'm going to hop right off this call and go buy tickets for the Toronto live show, which I'm very excited about. So that's right around the BBCan finale time. Hopefully, we're thinking it's around that time. So hope to see some of you there.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.